Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It's your host, Laura Khalil, and happy Monday to you, or whatever day of the week it is that you are listening to this. I am really excited to talk to you about today's episode, and it's really about the two questions or the two statements I like to make each morning to really begin to live an intentional day, an intentional life, just like you. I can get swept away. Just like you, I can have the best intentions to start the day. And, you know, things can take a left turn. Absolutely. But for those of you who want to develop a practice that you can always come back to, that can always ground you and center you, even when you do get off track, I want you to think about this. And this episode was really inspired by a conversation that I heard with legendary executive coach Marshall Goldsmith. I'm not terribly familiar with his work, but I caught a snippet of one of his coaching sessions, and he was talking about the ideas I'm going to share with you today. And I thought, boy, this is so powerful. I want to incorporate it into my day today. So you have heard me say on this show before, every day is a new draft. Every day we are drafting, we are getting better, we are creating new versions of ourselves. We start the day with a blank page. And one way you can also think about that is, for those of you who are into Buddhism or into spirituality, you can think of that as a form of reincarnation. Every day we reincarnate and we let go, and we go to bed and we let go of the previous versions of ourselves, and we wake up in the morning with a whole new you. And so the first thing that Marshall recommends starting the day with, and that I just absolutely love, is having a moment of gratitude. And that goes like saying thank you to the previous me's who have helped me arise to this moment. Thank you to the previous me's that have helped me arrive at this moment. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that a powerful way to think that everything you have done and haven't done has brought you right to this moment? Every opportunity you've made, every mistake you've made, everything you've learned along the way has helped to get you here. And so that moment of presence, of centering, of grounding, of looking at that blank page and beginning to think, all right, I have arrived here at this day thanks to all the previous versions of myself. What do I want to begin to put pen to paper to do today? And the second thing, as you begin to think about how I want to lead the day, is to ask yourself, and what legacy do I want to leave for the future versions of me? You know, that really gets us into a moment of gratitude, a moment of presence, and really a mindful way of thinking about all you have is this moment, and everything you do right now will help prepare the future versions of you for what's coming, and everything you have done has brought you up to this point. And I found that to be very powerful, and it's something that I've incorporated into my day today, is to remember you are a strong person. You are a resilient person. Even when you make mistakes, you learn from them, and they have brought you here. And what gift do you want to give to your future self? What legacy do you want to leave to the future use? You know, that's a beautiful way to start the day, with so much intentionality, so much grace, so much poise. And that even if you do get swept away, even if you do take a left turn, always come back to that thought. Always come back to that the next morning. You know that I'm a really big fan of gratitude journals. I'm a really big fan of writing my gratitudes and saying, oh, thank you for this. This is just so incredible. It's a thank you both to myself and to others, because I really believe that we all co-create our realities. So I have to thank myself for bringing myself to this moment. And I also have to give myself permission to leave a legacy for the future versions of me. And that legacy is always in helping impact others. So I hope that today that brings you some hope, some encouragement on your path, and helps you realize how awesome you are. And even in all the mistakes and all the weird stuff and all the missteps, those things have led you here. I always like to think about, you know, I just turned 40 in July, and I was thinking about my 20th birthday. And the one thought that went through my head was that if anyone had told me at 20 what I would go through to get to 40, I probably would have slammed the book in their face. Thrown as a no thank you. That sounds like way too much for me to deal with. Oh my gosh. You know, a really, really difficult marriage and divorce, all the challenges that you all know of in the workplace, becoming an entrepreneur, as well as, you know, relationship challenges and all that kind of stuff. And you think, holy mackerel. But that's when you realize that all of those challenges, all of those opportunities that have been brought on your path have really helped you get to this moment. And so that's why I never want to know the future. Because I'm like, if I hear what's going to happen in the next 20 years, I'd probably throw the book back. I'd be like, nope, take it. I can't deal with it. Rather, I want to enjoy the journey, and I want to enjoy every step. And I want to realize that every step is preparing me to take the next step, and that this is not in vain. And so I hope that that is useful to those of you listening today. I know that today's episode is more like me sort of like preaching at y'all, but I feel very passionate about this. I feel that this can really help you. And so I hope that you take these tips into your week ahead. If you like this episode, I'd love for you to give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or leave us a written review and share it with your friends. That actually really helps us to grow the show. And if you want to learn more about the work that we do over at Brave by Design, you can go pick up my free guide. It's a free video series on the 5 habits that help women rise. That's at bravebydesign.net/5habits. So if you are a woman who is trying to rise and wondering what has been holding you back, I'm going to give you some clues within that video series that I think will unlock some of the doors that have been shut. So friends, I hope you enjoy that. Go find me on Instagram at IamBraveByDesign or over on LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you. And with that said, be brave.